Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Pentecost, the day when the Holy Spirit comes. In our reading from Acts chapter 2, we heard, when the day of Pentecost arrived, they were all together in one place. And suddenly there came from heaven a sound like a mighty rushing wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. I don't know if you watched the forecast for today, but the forecast is for wind. It's supposed to be windy today. It was last night. A wind on Pentecost, it's perfect. The word for spirit in Greek, and also in Hebrew, by the way, the word for spirit is the same as the word for wind. And you can kind of catch a sense for it in passages when Jesus talks about, well, the Spirit blows where it wills. Well, we don't physically see the Spirit, do we? We don't see the wind. That doesn't mean the wind isn't there. And it doesn't mean that the Spirit isn't there. You can see the effects of the wind. You can see when leaves get moved by the wind. If you look in my yard, you can see them on the ground where they've been moved by the wind. You can see leaves blowing. You can see the sails of a sailboat being filled with the wind. Today, you see the sails of these confirmands filled with the wind of the Holy Spirit. Reading from Acts talked about your sons and daughters will prophesy. These are those last days. These are those latter days when God has given us the gift of His Holy Spirit, just as has been promised by Jesus Christ here in our text. He says, "These things I have spoken to you while I am still with you. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, He will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid." That last verse, "Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid." That was what the confirmands felt like yesterday before the confirmation exam. Let not your hearts be troubled. You know this stuff. So what is confirmation? Well, it's just really a remembrance of your baptism. As Aiden, who was sitting here yesterday, said, he quoted Scripture, "This is your sons and daughters prophesying, speaking the Word of God, saying things like, Jesus said before He left, at the very end of Matthew, 'Go ye therefore into all nations,' yes. Did you hear that? Baptizing them in the name of the Holy Spirit. Baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded." I'm sorry, Aiden. I didn't mean to. The exam was yesterday, but he still knows it. Baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Okay? That's what happened at baptism. "And teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. For lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the day, to the end of the age." The Holy Spirit comes to your children today, to all of you today. And the teaching part, that's what He does. That's what you all have been doing for the last 2 years, confirmands. The instruction in the faith. By your parents, first of all, me secondarily, Pastor Roselle last year, but most importantly by God Himself through His Holy Word. That's what confirmation is. The teaching part, the instruction part of what Jesus said. It's just continuing on. Now, are you done? Is this the end of your Christian life? Absolutely not. But it's a foundation. It's a foundation founded on Jesus Christ and His Word. That's what I hope you've learned, especially this last year. You have that foundation. Now build your lives on it with the help of the Holy Spirit, living in your baptism every day, repenting, receiving God's forgiveness every day. In the reading from Acts read earlier, Christy read, we'll start with Genesis. God came down and confused their languages. He confused our languages. We speak different languages. I'm reminded of the movie Torah, Torah, Torah. Have you all seen that? Where it's about the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor in 1941. And there's a scene in the movie where the Americans have broken the code, okay? Not only can they read and write Japanese, which is, I couldn't do that, but they've broken the diplomatic code of the Japanese, so they know what they're saying to each other. And a message comes through to the embassy in Tokyo, or the embassy in Washington, the Japanese embassy in Washington. And the Americans read it, and they see something's going to happen, but they don't know what. So they send out from Washington to all the commanders in the Pacific this message, something's going to happen, watch out. So the General Short, who's in charge of the defense of Hawaii, the Hawaiian Islands, puts his men on alert. Watch out. Okay? They go on alert. Nothing happens. Tensions build. The same thing happens a week later. They put the men on alert. Third week, same thing happens. They put the men on the alert, and the guy comes to the assistant to the general comes to him and says, "Another alert. The men are getting confused." Sounds like the confusion of Babel. The men are getting confused. And General Short, in words that I always remember, says, swearing omitted, "Well, unconfuse them." Simple order, right? Unconfuse them. Well, that's what the Holy Spirit does. Okay? Confirmands. The Holy Spirit comes to you in His holy word to unconfuse you. He comes to you at baptism. And it starts there. And it starts with your parents and what they have taught you from God's holy word, so that you can go through life unconfused. So that you see the world with eyes of faith. You don't see the wind. Okay, you see the effects of the wind. You see the leaves blowing around. Well, rather than being one of those leaves blowing around, you can understand what's going around. You can understand what's happening. You can see that all the brokenness in this world and all the brokenness in our lives comes from sin. And the only thing that fixes sin is God's forgiveness. Forgiveness won by Jesus Christ on the cross. In that gospel reading that we had today, Jesus is getting ready to go to the cross. This is the night in which He was betrayed. He's telling the disciples, "I'm telling you now, beforehand, what's going to happen. So that when it happens, you may believe." You don't see the wind. You don't see God's love until He's on the cross. You don't see God's patience until He rises from the dead and ascends into heaven. Madison's confirmation verse is what are the gifts of the Spirit? The gifts of the Spirit are love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, and self-control. I'm not going to test you on it. But that's what they are. The gifts of the Spirit. Can you see those things? Love? You see God's love on the cross. Joy? Can you see joy? You can see it in other people. You can see all the gifts of the Spirit in these in people. Christians who understand and see the world as it is. That's what your instruction has been about. To prepare you for this world that will try to confuse you because it doesn't know what's going on. You do. Through the Word of God. Given to you ever since what, Anthony?
Baptism!
I love it. Your sons and daughters prophesy to you. Listen to them as they have listened to you. Live in the Holy Spirit. Know that He is always there for you. That's why He's called the Helper. That's why He's called the Comforter. He's the one who speaks to you even when you can't speak. He says in Romans, the Spirit intercedes for you with words that are too deep even for us to speak. He intercedes with groanings when you can't speak. When I was a vicar, a couple of years ago in Missouri, the pastor was on vacation and a call came in from somewhere on the West Coast. I think it was California. And someone was calling for their grandparents' brother, who was a veteran, who used to go to Resurrection Lutheran Church in St. Louis until his family put him in a nursing home and never went to see him. Well, he was dying. He was in the VA hospital, in hospice, and they said, can someone from the church go to see him before he dies? Well, the pastor wasn't there, so the vicar was elected. Fine. So I went. I visited him a couple of times in the hospital. And I thought I was going to speak the Word of God to him and minister to him. But it's not the way it worked. The last time I went to see him, clearly it was his, I think it was his last day or last couple of days. And I went through the commendation of the dying with him. And we went through the Apostles' Creed, which you all have memorized. The meaning of the Apostles' Creed, which you all have memorized. And as I went through the Creed with him, he couldn't speak at this point. But he looked up at me, and I could see him breathing. Can you see a person's breathing? Well, I guess if it's cold enough, you can see their breath. I saw him breathing, trying to speak the words of the Apostles' Creed. His faith in Jesus Christ, what Christ has done for him, knowing where he is going. When he was speaking that, or trying to speak it, that was the Holy Spirit speaking to me. And I thought I had gone there for him. I was wrong. That same Holy Spirit is speaking to you today. That same Holy Spirit is... This is the church. This is the church. If you want to see the Holy Spirit, 13 of them right here. The church. The church. The church isn't the pastor. The church is the believers in Jesus Christ. What He has done for you. That's what the Holy Spirit does. He helps you by pointing to Christ. That's what the Word of God does for you, confirmands. all of your life. What do the Scriptures point to? Old and New Testament. They point to Christ. If you've learned nothing else, you know that. If you want to know if the Holy Spirit is with you, listen to what St. Paul says in Romans chapter 10, I think verse 9. He says, if you can speak with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus is Lord and that He is raised from the dead, then you will be saved. Say it with me. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. One more time. Jesus is Lord. There you go. You can hear the Holy Spirit. You can hear it. You can't see it in somebody else's heart. You don't know what they believe. You can see it in your own heart. Well, now, you can all witness it as these 13 confess their faith. Amen.